We all know it, but I'm going to say it. The stock headlight on the new Street Glides suck. Yeah. So about a year ago was the first time I took my bike to a curvy road and rode at night for miles on end, which was at Spring Fling in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. So if you've rode that area, you know you want visibility. You need to be able to see those curves come and things like that. And the stock light sucked. Now, this is not the stock headlight. I actually bought a headlight off of Amazon, did a video on it, where I replaced this headlight. And this Amazon headlight is better than the stock light, but it's not all that good still. I mean, it's not like what I was used to on my 2016 with an aftermarket headlight that I had on there. So let's look at what this looks like. Now, I'm going to turn this one on so you can see what it looks like in the daylight. We get kind of an illuminating ring, flashes a little bit here. That is on low beam. And if you can tell, that's just the middle set of lights right here in the middle. That is on high beam. And on high beam, we get these three and those four up there, in addition to the middle set. I've been waiting for someone to make a better headlight. Custom Dynamics makes great lights. I know about the Shark Demon, but I just didn't quite like how it stuck out from the fairing. It just was not exactly what I was looking for. So I've been waiting. And Hogworks just came out with some new performance headlights for the Street Glide and Road Glide new generation, 2024 and up. They also fit the 23.5 CVOs. So I did a video about that at Daytona Beach where they showed me the lights and everything. And it's arrived. Now, I'm not going to put the stock headlight back in, but I do have a clip from where I did the install video on this Amazon headlight where I compared the stock light to this light in here in the garage with the lights out, and I'm going to show you that now, and you're going to see the stock light and on high beam, how much it projected across the yard, and now here is the Amazon light with the bike sitting in the same exact spot, and you can see that we have more light spread in the garage itself, then we have more light outside reaching higher, seeing further up into the yard. And the Amazon light is definitely better than the stock light. So now we're gonna compare this Amazon light to a Hogworks light. So I've got the bike in a very specific spot so I can put it back in that spot. Right now, I'm gonna show you what it looks like in the garage. We're also gonna go do some footage tonight riding it, showing you outside on the road what it looks like. And then once I put the Hogworks light in the bike, we're going to measure from the same exact spot what it looks like in the garage, and then I'm going to take it down the same stretch of road so you can compare before and after. All right, we're going to go ahead and turn the lights on. Now, this is low beam with the Amazon headlight, no fog lights running, and you can see we're about midway up the second panel in the garage door on low beam. I'm going to put high beam on. You can see we're almost into the third panel pretty well. Looks like the center of high beam is about right here. Now I'm going to get out of the shot so you guys can just see how well this illuminates the interior. There's no fog lights on right now. I do have fog lights, but we're leaving that out of this at this point. We might see what the new light looks like with fog lights once we're all done. All right, guys, as soon as it's dark, I'm going to take it for a run down the road. We'll show you the riding footage with this Amazon headlight, and then we'll start the install. I just got back from doing some night riding with the Gold Tooth light from Hogworks. And I have to say, after my first 30, 40 miles, I'm really surprised how well it does. I did not anticipate an amber light having that much light and spreading that well and being making things more visible, you know, just, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that good. I mean, I didn't expect it to be that good. It is exceeding my expectations. I believe the amber on the Gold Tooth headlight from Hogworks is better than the Amazon headlight I had in there that was white. Now, we'll put the Silver Tooth in next, and we'll test that and see how it compares. We'll look at the footage, and I'll come back and tell you what I think. All right, guys, I'm going to turn the light off for the garage door, and we'll test it inside, and then I'll open the garage door and see how far up the yard we see. Oh, wrong thing. Now, I haven't adjusted the light at all. Just put it in exactly the way it came out of the box. There is some adjustments you can do with it. Let's go ahead and put it on high beam. Let's put it back on low beam and open the garage door. All right, now the garage door is open. Let's see how it looks on low beam across the yard. I don't know if you can see it that well in the camera, but I can definitely see the grill and the green tub that's for recycling and the lawn chair and stuff, which I think I see it as well on low beam here as I did on high beam on the other light. Let's go ahead and put high beam on. Really kind of lights up everything up there pretty well, I think. So you guys let me know in the comments what you think. We'll do the Silver Tooth and see how they compare. Low beam, high beam, put back on low beam, open the garage door. That is low beam with garage door open. That is high beam. All right, let's take a look at some of the riding footage from the amber headlight in my bike. Now, we'll start with low beam, and then I'll show you a clip with the high beam. But I want to make sure you guys understand that I'm using a little bitty action camera, and they don't pick up a tremendous amount of low light. So they're not great at night. I have to say, I was really impressed with the amber headlight. I think it actually does a better job than what you see in the video. It may not look as bright in these videos, but it's just a different kind of light. Both of these are great lights, and I really struggled to decide which one I wanted to run on my 2024 Street Glide. In the end, I've decided I'm gonna run the Silver Tooth because I have amber fog lights. So I can run amber fog lights in rainy or foggy conditions and benefit from those. But if I didn't have amber fog lights, I probably would have just chose the amber headlight, because I really, really did like that headlight a lot. I think because of the type of riding I do at night and the terrain and the fact that I already have the amber fog lights, it makes sense for me to choose the Silver Tooth. But both headlights look great and perform great. Now, since Hogworks sent me both lights and I'm only going to run one, guess what? We're going to give the other one away. So if you do Facebook, make sure you're following me on Facebook. I'm working out the details with Hogworks, but we will be giving away this gold tooth headlight in the near future on my Facebook page. I'll leave a link in the description down below directly to my Facebook page for any of you guys that do Facebook if you want to follow along so that you can get all the details when we decide to give this headlight away. But it will be in the very near future. Another aspect of these lights that is important is the fact that they make you more visible even in the daylight because they are so bright. They do really work at making you more visible, and they do an excellent job of illuminating the road in front of you so that you can see as you're riding. Now let me know which one do you think you would like better, the silver tooth or the gold tooth? And if you have a specific reason why, leave it in the comments down below. Maybe, you know, I've heard some people in the desert really like the amber ones. So maybe that makes a difference that I just don't know about because I ain't got no desert around here. I will make sure to leave a link in the description down below for both of these lights. And I'm going to throw the price up on the screen here. But I think they were just under $600. And if you think that's deep, you should go price some of the competitors. Because I think this is the most affordable headlight I have seen for the new Street Glides besides the Amazon ones. And I like it better aesthetically than some of the others. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. You know, the old saying, buy once, cry once. But, you know, being able to see, it's definitely something you don't want to cheap out on. I'm really glad Hogworks finally got this headlight out. Fits my needs perfectly. All right, if you like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more videos like this in the future. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.